Taking a look at the 2018 contribution limits, I noticed that the contribution limit has been raised on 401k, 403b, and 457 plans in 2018. They have increased the base contribution limit by $500. It is now $18,500 that you're allowed to put, that everybody's allowed to put, that qualifies in a qualified program, a 401k, 403b, 457 qualified program. Everybody is allowed now to invest $18,500 in that plan. If you have a plan with that eligibility, $1,541 a month. That's what we're talking about, $1,541 a month. Now, I realize that's more than a lot of people can afford to save. But this is a terrific way to take advantage of the programs that are available, the tax privilege programs, such as these 401k, 403b, 457 plans. And by the way, if you're older than 50 years of age, you can put in another $6,000 for a total of $24,500. Now we're talking about $2,041 a month for those over 50. So these are terrific programs that allow you, if they are offered to you at work, that allow you to salt money away for the future. And, of course, you always have your IRA program also, which allows you to put up to $5,500 or, above the age of 50, $6,500 on an annual basis into your IRA account. I mean, these are programs. This is real money. It really does add up. And if you do traditionals, you take the money off the top. You don't even pay current taxes on it. If you do Roth, if you have the Roth available to you, then you're putting in after-tax money, but it's growing long-term without taxation if you follow the rules. These are good programs. These are programs worth taking a serious look at. Check with your human resources department. See if you are offered any of these plans that I mentioned, the 401k, 403b, 457. Also check to see if you have a matching program, because if you do have a matching program, they're asking you if you'd like some free money. Example of free money, you put in 6%, they add 3% of your salary. That's free money. Never, ever turn down the free money that your employer is offering you in a matching program on these plans. If you do, you won't look real smart when the grades are handed out. Brett's on the line in Washington. Brett, welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm a newbie to Money Talk. Since 1991, I was driving my daughter home from when she was born, and I heard you on the radio, and I've been listening ever since, and on demand, and a little bit. But here's my question. I'm getting ready to wind it up as far as retiring. I'm 60 years old now. I've hit critical mass, and I want to pay my house off. And I'm thinking about tapping my Roth to do that. It's just I wouldn't do it till I retire, which maybe a year or two, just because it's there and I won't pay any taxes and I have a great interest rate on the house, but I just kind of want the monkey off the back. You know what I mean?
Not really. Not yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not with you yet, but I'm learning. What's the percentage on your mortgage?
You're not going to like this. It's 2.875.
Oh, I like it very much. I like it very, very much. That's an extremely attractive loan. How long does that have to run?
Probably till, well, I'm paying a little addition on it, but probably till 2025.
So you have about 7 years to go.
Yeah, and I will have about 130 on it.
And what's it worth?
700 plus.
Well, it's going to be a hard sell for me, for you to convince me to do this. You've got a really hard sell because the truth of the matter is, I mean, if your lender finds out you're even thinking about this, they're going to send to your door the longest stretch limousine in the state of Washington to make sure you get safely and comfortably to their offices to pay off this awful loan from their point of view that they made to you. The last thing in the world any bank wants is a 2 7/8% mortgage. They have no interest in that at all because that's not a good loan for them. It's a great loan for you.
It is.
I don't really understand this, and here's why. The reason I don't understand it is because the way I look at it, first of all, you should be able to itemize your interest, right?
Right.
So you get a tax benefit there, and you're also paying back cheaper dollars every year. Even if you use 2% inflation, you're paying back cheaper dollars every year. The interest you're paying them is in devalued money because of 2% inflation or whatever the number. Mm-hmm. So it seems to me that at a 2 7/8 rate, I'm getting a tax deduction and I'm paying back cheaper dollars. This is free money.
Right, right. I knew you were going to say that. I had to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what you're feeling. You're feeling pressure. You've got 80% equity in your home. And you have free money if you do the accounting. Where's the pressure?
Well, it's all about the 4% thing, and I'm fine there, you know, with withdrawal. I just want to get myself set up so that I just don't have any of these loose ends. You know what I mean? So
no, I don't. What is the monthly payment on this deal?
With the taxes, like $2,200. It's $700 is in the tax.
Yeah, well, you're going to pay the taxes anyway if you continue to live there. So $1,500, right, is what you're paying, and you're getting a tax deduction. You're paying back cheaper dollars. And what's your net worth?
About 3.4.
Oh, that does it. That does it. I have no interest in this whatsoever. You are on your own, my friend. You are on your own.
All right.
I would
Thank
not
you very
do
much.
This. Thank you, Brett. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. Net worth $3.4 million. 2 7/8% loan with 7 years to go. 80% equity in the home. I'm not prepaying that loan with your money, let alone mine. No way. No way in the world. Not going to happen. Forget about it. Forget about it. Let's get Rob on the line in Lincoln. Rob, thanks for holding. What is on your mind today?
Thanks for taking this call. I'm a longtime subscriber and a longtime listener, and my question is about pensions. I'm a General Electric employee. I'm 56 and a half. I'm eligible to receive a pension payment for time in service when I hit 60, and I intend to take that. And they call in our benefits. They said that General Electric pension is backed up by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. My pension's going to be about $3,400 a month. And looking up the information on the looks like for payments for 2018, those are guaranteed for about $3,500 a month. And benefits said they're guaranteed for up to about $5,000 a month. My question for you is, do I have anything to worry about as far as that income stream, that portion of my income stream in retirement?
Well, it would seem to me that any pension that you have earned at General Electric would be dependent on their ability to meet their pension obligations. Does that make sense to you?
Makes sense to me.
And where does that stand right now?
Well, there's been some information in the news about, they've been under stress, and also about that their, I think it was in the Wall Street Journal, they said their pension obligations are underfunded by about $30 billion. They didn't say where that sat as far as a percentage, but that from what I understood that that the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corp was somewhat of an analogous to FDIC insurance, that it's paid for by companies that participate. And you're not, if you have a large pension, let's say whatever, 80 grand or something like that, that's not going to be covered. But up to a certain amount, you are going to be covered. Am I correct in that, or am I mistaken?
Well, this would be in the event that General Electric would walk away from its pension obligation, right?
That is correct, right?
Yeah. You have not heard anything about that yet. You've only heard that they're $30 billion underfunded, which is a lot.
I have not heard that. I have not. No, I'm a rank and file employee. I'm not.
Yeah, I understand. I got it. Well, here's the deal. Anybody can see General Electric as a common stock has been a train wreck, right?
That's correct.
I mean, we're in one of the great bull markets in history, and General Electric stock over the past year has lost close to 50% of its value. It was above $30 a share. It was above $30 a share within the last year. And it's trading right now at 16 and a quarter, which is a loss of close to 50%. They recently cut their dividend, which hasn't really helped their stock at all. Their stock is close to a long-term low. And the stock has been a disaster, so I can understand why you would be concerned. I would say this, that $3,400 a month, that's an annual pension of over $40,000 a year. So what I would check would be what the limits are on the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation payouts relative to what you are expecting. Because, I mean, that's what's going to determine if General Electric is unable to fund its pension and meet its obligation. And if this thing winds up in the hands of Pension Benefit Guarantee, then the question is, will you get all or most of what you're expecting? So I would inquire at Pension Benefit Guarantee to see what their limits are and how that would compare to your situation. I agree with you that there are risks in the GE pension situation as long as they remain $30 billion underfunded.
Yeah, this money at age 60, it would be about like maybe 35% of my income stream that I counted on at 60. So, I mean, I had my 401k and my IRA money is in basically index funds. The best that I can with your choices, I model your active passive portfolio in my own personal investments. But I mean, this money would come in handy, you know, and I just want to see if it's something that I have to plan on. And like you said, look up the government website, look up Pension Benefit Guarantee and
see what the details are. Yeah, that's what I would do. But I mean, my guess would be that worst case, and this is only a guess, but worst case, it would seem to me you'd be likely to get, even with Pension Benefit Guarantee, you'd be likely to get a really good chunk of that pension income. Worst case.
That's what it kind of sounded like. It kind of sounded like, from the tables, the information that I looked up, amount I'm looking to be paid, that I'd be pretty much covered. And from what it sounds like, is the Pension Benefit Guarantee, is that somewhat of analogous to FDIC insurance?
Well, I think there, I don't like that. Let me tell you why I don't like that comparison. Nobody's ever lost a nickel. Nobody's ever lost a nickel in a fully insured balance by the FDIC. All right. They have a perfect record of paying off everybody with an insured amount up to the insurance limit. And I think that that's what makes your situation different, because in the case of Pension Benefit Guarantee, there are a lot of people who have only received a portion of their pension because their pension that they earned was greater than what Pension Benefit Guarantee pays out. So that's the difference.
Got it. So for what they pay out, the percentage or the amount that they do pay out on a given pension, they're good for it.
I believe that if I were in that position, I would expect them to pay out.
Okay, you've answered my question.